This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged, being involved, doing something. I want you involved. So look at, let's take the time now. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Not only can you watch live, listen live, you can take the poll there, but you can give me your email address. Because if you give me your email address, right, every week I send out an email, let you know what's going on. All right? I mean, it really is simple. I'll let you know what's going on. And then you can decide whether you want to keep getting it or not. But I need your email address to make it happen. Right? And so if you, the other thing, too, is if you don't want an email, but you want to know about the show, then I can always text message you when the show's going to start. You want to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And that way there, it's really simple. Because that look, they are trying, and when I say they, social media, the social media world, they are trying every way they can to slow down guys like me, the smaller guys, and we don't have the millions of dollars to push back and fight back on them. So we do the best we can with what we've got, but they're a lot more powerful. But if we can get the message, because they just want to stop us from getting the message out, but we can get the message out if you help us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And what that looks like is head over to the website and donate. $5, $10, $25, whatever it is. Even, you know, you want to donate, $10 a month. $20 a month. One time, $5,000. I'll come by the house and I may even clean the place for you, depending on how big it is. 855-ROCHO, 855-732-5563. Okay.
I'm going to donate now.
You what?
I'm donating now.
You're going to write that down? Oh, you're gonna send me $5,000, are you? I got some bad news for you. You ready for this? Karl Rove is concerned with Bernie Sanders. He said watching Bernie Sanders at the town hall gave him a little pause. Now, I don't know if I totally agree with him. But I said it the first time Bernie ran. I said, you know, this guy, he's turning on the young people. He might be able to turn them out to vote. I don't know. And if the idiots on the far right, or not the far right, you know, the never Trumpers in the Republican Party, even though Trump still enjoys, like, I think it's 88% approval rating from Republicans, you still need the independents. And a lot of these people don't vote on fact, they vote on how they feel. They feel like the economy's moving along, that's great. They feel safe, that's great. But for some odd reason, they don't like the way President Trump says things. I don't care how he says things as long as he gets it done. Now, Rove says the reason he's worried about, you know, Bernie in 2020 is that he's 77 years old. He's still got what appears to be a boatload of energy. He went on Fox. He's one of the few that was able, was willing at least to go on Fox. He says the first simple fact is that he went on, and that's impressive enough in and of itself. Right? He gets the largest viewership of any campaign so far, so a lot of people got to see and hear him. He was a bit reserved. If you hear, well, a bit reserved from his left stance. If you see Bernie and you listen to his speeches when he's out in front of his people, definitely so far left that he's almost laying down. But when he was at the Fox town hall meeting, it was a little different for him. A little more pulled back, a little more subdued. And he sounded like he was making sense in some areas. A lot of times he didn't. Look, as far as I'm concerned, a lot of the times he didn't even answer the question. Now, Rove was the architect of the George W. Bush's presidential campaigns in 2000 and 2004. He said that he felt, and I think a lot of us who are honest, we're not just Republicanites or, you know, some of the Democratites where you, no matter what happens, the Dems are always right. I have never been one that no matter what happens, the Republicans are always right. We screw up all the time. Matter of fact, sometimes we screw up worse than they do. But Bernie has learned a lot from his first run, obviously. He's definitely a lot more fluid. Right? He definitely knows how to pivot his message depending on who he's speaking with. Right? He wanted to push when Fox News anchors Martha McCowan and Brett Baer asked him tough questions about his taxes. He wanted to throw it back on Trump. Right? I mean, seriously, when you think about how he answered his questions, he didn't stutter a lot, and when he was asked about why didn't he pay more in taxes, there was a long pause there. He wasn't ready for that question. He wasn't ready to answer that question. It's funny. I do some political consulting, and one of the first things when I'm talking to somebody is always saying, tell me about the crap in your life. All right, let's start talking about the questions you're going to be asked, whether you think they're relevant or not. Let's talk about the questions I think you're going to be asked and how you're going to respond to them. You never want to be hit with a question that you obviously, it's the first time you've been asked a question, you have no idea, and you actually look in your face like you're looking for the lie to tell. You never want to be in that position. And when he was hit with a question about the taxes, I mean, frankly, when he did answer it, it was a pretty good answer. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. I really appreciate the time you take to be with us on the air, in the chat room. And, you know, I got to tell you, the stuff that you guys send me is great. Okay? But I can't get to it. You got to send it to me before the break is over so I can actually look at it. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And, man, we got so much stuff going, so many stories coming across. the screen while I'm talking to you. We were talking on the other side of the break. We were talking about Bernie Sanders having a shot at the White House. Now, frankly, I hope he has a better shot than Joe Biden or any one of those guys. Not some of them I'm not that worried about. But the thing with Bernie, and I think the thing that Karl Rove forgot, was the majority of that room was filled with Bernie supporters. Who in God's creation, even if you're a Fox listener, and especially today where they've made such a move to the left, what Fox listener on the right would go listen to Bernie Sanders? I couldn't do it. I'd have to bring ice picks with me so I could shove them in my ears while he was talking after a few minutes. If I really want to torture myself like that, YouTube is filled with his speeches. So the only people that went were ones that would go to support him. So when you heard all that sharing and you heard all that behind, heard that going on during the quote-unquote town hall, right, it didn't mean anything. It's like Donald Trump when he puts out a call to come to one of his rallies. The cheering is great. All those people are great. What would you expect? Anyway, he says, I paid all my taxes I owe. He quickly pivots and says, I released 10 years of tax returns. President Trump ought to do the same. I wouldn't release a page of my tax returns if I was Trump. The way they twist things around, the way they play with things like they did with this Mueller report, I wouldn't give them anything in writing, anything on paper. Matter of fact, I'd ignore them. I wouldn't even talk back to them. Martha says, here's Mayor Pete. He says there should be a new generation of leadership. You'll be 79 if you're sworn in as president. He makes a joke and he says, it's a fair question. He says it's not whether you're young or old, it's what you believe. And whether but you got to be able to get it done. Every time he brought it back to his message, said Rove, who wrote about Sanders' strong 2020 perspective in the Wall Street Journal. But the fact that when he pulls it, when you're in politics, here's what you're taught. If you don't want to answer the question, if you don't have a solid answer for the question, then what you do is you bring it back to your talking point. So no matter what they say to you, you bring it back to your talking. So when they're talking about his taxes, when they're talking about him now being in the 1%, think about the pivot he makes, which is, well, listen, I paid all my taxes, as prescribed by law, but I think that Americans should have an opportunity to succeed. Everybody should have an equal chance to make decent money and live a decent life. Now, he has just taken the spotlight off of him and somewhere else to some place that most socialists can snuggle up to. And it shows you that he's learned. He's learned to maneuver and move. And anytime something uncomfortable came up, he turned it into a warm fuzzy for those people who have nothing or feel like they have nothing. I know plenty of people in my life that have had and have not had, that have not had. And it's not that it's part of the American dream, but the American dream is the fact that you can have it all, lose it tomorrow, and get it all back again. You can make something of yourself if you work at it, no matter what color your skin is, what your country of origin was. Told you when I was going to CNN and they sent a limo for you. What was that? I think she was an Iranian girl. Was it Iranian? Yeah. She was an Iranian young lady. She came here after they migrated to Germany and then applied to America for citizenship. She came here. She went to school. She worked hard. And now she owns a limousine service with 11 limousines. That's the American dream. Bernie can't stand that. Well, why would she have to work so hard to get there? Why? Because then it means something, Bernie. I don't think you've ever worked that hard to get there. You've had these jobs with the non-profit. I don't think do you guys know that he was thrown out of a commune? A commune. When you're from where I come from, it's a commune. I mean, think about it. How do you get thrown out of that? You get thrown out of it when you don't do anything. When you lay on the couch with a channel changer in your hand, you wait for them to bring you the food from the garden. That's how you get there. Sanders, a self-styled democratic socialist, he tries to make socialism seem mainstream. Right? But he couldn't tell you how he's going to pay for anything. He kept complaining how conservatives blow it out of proportion, but he could never tell you how he's actually going to pay for anything. He didn't want to hear how socialism has failed in so many other places so often, so easily, so quickly. Tell me where real socialism has worked. Real socialism, not a hybrid system. Don't talk to me about Sweden and Finland and all this other stuff, because it's not true. Right? But if I was Trump, no matter what, I wouldn't get cocky. I would treat every single contender, if you would, as someone who could beat me. Because, guys, I tell you what, as much as you love him, as much as you think he should have no problem getting back in, when you have solid Republicans saying they're going to work against him, right? That's a problem, isn't it? So you really have to treat these things like, no, it's not a sure thing. No, I can't guarantee he'll get back in. He needs to run that race like there's a very, very slim margin, maybe a 1% or something along those lines. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Mark Anthony will join us after the break. I'm sure he's got a lot to say about the Mueller report. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
David and Louise Turpin, convicted of abusing 12 of their children, have received a sentence of life in prison. During their sentencing hearing Friday, one of their daughters testified that her parents almost stole her life.
My parents took my whole life from me, but now I'm taking my life back. I'm in college now and living independently. I love hanging out with my friends and life is great. I believe everything happens for a reason. Life may have been bad, but it made me strong. I fought to become the person I am.
Former Republican Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee blasts Senator Mitt Romney in a tweet on Friday after the Utah Republican said he was sickened by President Trump's actions listed in the Mueller report. Huckabee tweeting, "Know what makes me sick, Mitt? Not how disingenuous you were to take Trump's money and then 4 years later jealously trash him and then love him again when you begged to be Secretary of State. But it makes me sick that you got the GOP nomination and could have been president." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
There's a song you couldn't make today. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Bet you most of you don't even know what a brick house is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Mark Anthony joins me, host of The Patriot and The Preacher. I still think
hello,
it's going to be The Preacher and The
Patriot. I know. You always try and rename it.
I know. Hey, what can I tell you? Yes.
You know,
I don't know anything. So that's
Mitt
why I brought
Romney,
you on.
Mitt Romney, here's the thing.
Okay.
If anybody cared about what he thought, he'd be serving his second term. So, honestly.
I agree.
Okay? So, him making a statement about an obstruction, it's like, Mitt, follow Orrin Hatch's, you know, example.
Yeah,
carry
what,
a
leaf
big speak,
now?
A big stick and speak softly. Shut up.
Yeah, you know what? I am, after seeing what he's done and said and what have you, I am not a big fan of his. You know, he's getting on the president's case for the way he's saying something. You know, if Mitt had been more aggressive with Obama, he, like, to your point, he might be celebrating his second term. But he had no spine, he had no backbone. Then he didn't, not that he didn't know how to push back, he chose not to push back.
And then all of a sudden he becomes like an orator of wisdom, or an oracle of wisdom after winning a seat that, I'm sorry, using Nancy's analogy, that a glass of water could have won in Utah, okay? It was Orrin Hatch's seat, Joe.
Yeah.
So,
oh, no.
And this guy is committed to being John McCain 2.0.
Right.
Instead of a steadfast conservative like Orrin Hatch. It's very sad.
Yep.
Very sad.
Well,
and what I want to say,
but is it not expected?
Mitt Romney, is please, we chose you as the nominee by default, okay? Shut up and go and vote.
No, he's going to show you how much smarter he is than Trump. I guarantee you that's what's going to happen. He's just period. That's it. So let's get off Romney.
I'm going to spit on Mitt. I'm just saying. I'm going to spit on him.
Okay.
Just stop.
Do you have a
Please.
Picture? Have a picture. If you have a picture, just spit on the picture. Don't spit on him.
You want me to send you a selfie?
Okay.
Oh boy.
There you go.
All right.
Anyway.
All right, what's your next subject?
My next subject is I don't know why we don't start a second Mexican-American war. So two U.S. Army soldiers were sitting in an Armark Chevrolet in Tahoe, a Chevrolet Tahoe owned by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Act, when some Mexican soldiers showed up. Are you listening? Are you?
Uh-huh.
All right. So Mexican soldiers showed up and decided that they were on the wrong side, that the American soldiers were on the wrong side of the border, or the Border Patrol guys, and made them and took their guns away and held them there for a while. You know, I mean,
wow.
if the Mexican army doesn't know where their border is, maybe they shouldn't come close to it.
No, they shouldn't.
Right?
And by the way, yes. Not a big fan of Trump giving Mexico a year to get it together.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not either.
Because if they could get it together, we wouldn't have a problem.
Yep.
At the border. Yeah.
No.
And by the way, Joe.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
You and I are Christians. I just want to tell our listeners out there that aren't at church, you heathens. All right, but here's the thing, okay? Stop telling Joe and I that Jesus was an immigrant. Okay? Stop it. I don't want to hear that this Easter. If I do, some people may do something, Joe. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Oh.
No, I'm sitting here saying to myself, I've had this fight. I've had it online for a long time. I finally gave up because Jesus, I mean, the Bible talks about throwing pearls to pigs. And I refuse to throw pearls to pigs anymore. And if they don't want to do their homework and they just want to listen to the Democratic mantra,
they don't care.
Let them, you know, so be it. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm?
So.
But he wasn't a liberal.
No.
He wasn't.
No, not by any stretch of the imagination.
No, sorry.
So, I always tell people it's really funny how you think that, you know, it's kind of anything goes. Remember the woman by the well, right? She said they were going to stone her. And, you know, she was the adulteress.
Right.
And they were going to stone her. And Jesus smartly and rightfully said, okay, he without sin cast the first stone. So they all dropped their stones and they walked away. And ultimately he looked at her. Now she was committing adultery, right? So we know he looked at her and he said, where are your accusers? And she said, I don't see any. And he said, well, then heck, go back to having all that fun you were having. No, he said to her, go sin no more.
That's
so apparently, it was a sin. Jesus has, you know, rights and wrongs. He wants you to live a right and wrong. So, yes, that doesn't sound like a liberal mindset, does it?
No, I am the truth and the light, and no one gets to me, to the Father, except through me.
Yeah. Sounds kind of dogmatic to me.
Mm. Yeah.
Right?
There's a line.
This is it.
There are requirements.
No,
right?
I find it really interesting. And then, you know, when you talk to people about truly, why did Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem? Because it was, what do they call it, census time, right?
Yeah.
And gee, that's funny. How would they, immigrants, when they were going back to their home city to be counted properly?
Right.
Right? I mean, people don't do their homework.
It wasn't a Barack Obama census where he had somebody from the from the Census Bureau in the West Wing. That's different.
Yeah.
No. That's called gerrymandering. But it was a census. They weren't immigrants.
No.
And Jesus would not endorse Bernie Sanders, Joe. I just want to say that.
Well, you know, here's what, next time they say to you that, you know, that Jesus was an immigrant and, you know, look what happened to him. Say, great. We'll put every Mexican we can or every one of the illegals trying to come up to the border. We have barns. They can sleep in the horse barns. They can sleep in the cow stalls. We've got, I mean, if you want to do it like Jesus did, not a problem.
We can
put them, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, not a problem. Got these people. It's sad. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
It is sad. Guess what?
I don't guess.
Easter, we celebrate he is risen. But guess what? In about 7 days, the IG report is coming out. And a lot of people that have, like, gone dead are going to be risen.
And
no kidding.
The truth is coming out.
You think that thing... So you're the second person that believes that that thing's going to come out and take a bunch of people down with it. You believe that?
It is. It's the catalyst to do that. Yes, I do. Yeah.
I'll tell you what my concern is. My concern, if you truly believe in the deep state, a lot of people really believe in how ugly, mean the deep state is. What makes you think that they're not going to hold something over that IG's head? Just plain that's the mafia in me thinking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I believe is that it's our time now. What I believe is that the same spirit that got us founders to do the impossible is alive and well. What I believe is that it's our turn to look at why a president that was duly elected, Joe, was not just investigated, was torn down. His administration actually was able to accomplish things that I don't really think any other president could have.
Oh, no. I agree with you.
And so, yeah. So he still accomplished the impossible while being told that he was a double agent of the Russian government and anything else you want to throw in there, and that he was actually motivated by what interests Russia. And you and I both know that for him to accomplish what he has, there is no way that no other motivator was there except for the fact that he loves
this country. Oh, yeah. No question about it.
That's it.
Got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. When we come back, let's talk about Jussie Smollett case and Fox's problem. She has more and more problems. Boy, I think she lies more than Oblamo did. I don't know. We'll find out inside the break. We'll be back in a minute.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They did for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. Tammy, can you see Mark in a pair of parachute pants doing that thing?
No.
You couldn't?
No.
I could.
All right, that is so wrong, Joe Messina. You know,
I could always listen. I could always go back to playing The Godfather if you want. I mean, which do you prefer? Joe Messina, your host. Mark Anthony joins us as he does from time to time. He's back again, even though, you know what I love about Mark is he takes a beating and keeps on coming back.
Yeah. He played The Godfather.
There you go.
On Good Friday, you know what's good?
I'm being nice. You know me. You know I'm being nice.
Guess what? Here's what's good. Is that nothing in that report points to anything they've talked about for 2.5 years.
No. Have you heard the word Russian collusion at all since the report came out?
You know why? Because I regurgitate when I hear that. It's sick. They made it up. There is nothing there. Nothing. Nothing. And as a matter of fact, you and I have seen that meme. A party that rigged an election and rigged an investigation and still lost.
Oh yeah,
Bravo.
No, that's I love that.
Yay!
I love that. You know? Okay, that's disgusting. The show on Good Friday around the world, and some things are just interesting. I'll leave it at that.
I want to share. You know what? Look. AOC can be saved. So can Hillary.
Yeah?
They have to admit.
Oh, no, then they can't be saved.
Savior is.
They can't be saved then, you know, seriously. I mean,
I
no, you know what I mean by that. I mean, you got to get past the pride first.
Saint Tammy,
right?
I can hear her in the distance. What is she saying?
She's telling me I'm wrong. What does she know? So,
you're wrong, Joe. That's your wife.
So listen up. So no, listen. Think about something. See, even recently, what's Hillary's daughter's name? What's her Chelsea? Right?
Chelsea.
That's right. So anyway, Chelsea came out and said that
woman to have a 501c3 pay for her wedding dress. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, whatever. Creativity runs in their family, apparently. I mean, how many people you know commit suicide by stabbing themselves in the back 47 times? But that's beside the point. Right? So when you talk about Hillary, right? So she said, Chelsea said that she, now I want you to think about these words before we say anything. She left the church at 6 years old because the Sunday school teacher told her that abortion was wrong. She couldn't even spell the word abortion at 6 years old. All right? So I love this stuff, the way they say it, the way they lay it out. There's nothing there. I mean, seriously, right? I mean, there's nothing genuine there. And Mom shored her up. Mom supported her in that decision. Are you serious?
Joe.
Yes?
We all remember, as good Christians and conservatives, Chelsea talking about how, since Roe v. Wade, women have gotten better jobs, right?
Right.
And that is so sick that her and Hillary, should be in the same bed on restraints. That proves you're insane.
Well,
okay? That is not, I'm sorry, America, that is not an economic indicator how many babies you have killed through government funding. Sorry?
No, and it's not going to stop again. Look at California. California's looking to fund these with no exception. And it doesn't matter whether you're here legally or illegally. You walk into a hospital or wherever you walk into, you tell them you want an abortion, you sign up for it, they pay for it, end of discussion. It's really sad.
Well,
we have
I'm going to say something that is really offensive on Good Friday.
Uh-oh.
That means that in Sanctuary City, you can rape a woman and the government will fund the abortion and fund their health care and their housing.
Yep.
I'm talking the father, actually.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so wait a minute.
State of California. What?
Go ahead. No, I was going to tell you, I was going to make fun of New York. That's easy to do. I know, that's low-hanging fruit.
Oh, that's so easy.
So,
we've all seen that legislation is what a good friend of ours, Deanna, was saved by. That pro-life woman, right? Who, a nurse called 911 for an ambulance.
Right.
She was the victim of a saline abortion, Joe.
Right.
Yeah. So,
I hear you.
You know what? Tonight, of all nights, there's a lot of organizations out there. I can tell you without any hesitation that Jesus is hashtag choose life.
Oh, please. Hey, listen, I want you to think about something. Now, we've talked about abortion a lot over the last few months. And the thing that hit home with me big time, the thing that now makes, anti-abortion my litmus test for anybody who's running for office is this. If you believe in God at all, you know, God says that He had plans for you before you were in your mom's womb. He knew who you were. He had a plan for your life. You know, so by having an abortion, all of a sudden you've stopped God's plan. Well, not that you've stopped it entirely because you do something different, but think about it. You've actually said to the Almighty, your plan doesn't matter to me. Let that sink in.
I can do better.
Right?
I've got better plans, actually.
I don't like your plan for my life, and I don't care what plan you had for this baby's life. That doesn't work for me.
No.
All right.
Not even close.
On a lighter note, the New York Yankees, although I don't know how light that is.
Just won. Except they didn't.
Hold on. I'm not going there. Be quiet. Listen. Be a good student. The anti-racism efforts have extended to pulling from their seventh inning stretch. You ready for this? They always played Kate Smith's God Bless America during the seventh inning. So now they've decided they're not going to play it anymore. But the reason they're not going to play it is not because it's God Bless America. It just so happens that Kate Smith, in her life, in her history, has sang some racist songs, or potentially racist songs.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pickaninny Heaven is one of them. It's a jingle about a black children where, among other things, they fantasize about great big watermelons. All right? So, because that's what they fantasize about in the song that Kate Smith sang a couple times in her life. So now we can't play God Bless America. Then there's also one that she sang, Mammy Doll, in 1939. The character in that looks like Aunt Jemima. Then you've got another song.
It sounds a Kavanaugh hearing, Joe. I'm sorry. It does. Yeah.
I hear
you. Are you serious? The Yankees.
Bingo. That's my point. The Yankees. Who are they going to lose? How many African-American or black people know what these songs are? Right?
Right.
Another one, that's why darkies were born. So she sang these songs back in a day when they were acceptable. That doesn't make it, don't get me wrong, people, that doesn't mean I'm condoning what she did. At the time, they didn't know it was wrong, or some didn't know it was wrong. We'll put it that way. But how far back do you want to go? If this is what we're going to do, then we need to start tearing down, you know, statues of JFK. We need to start taking down statues of Jimmy Carter. Anything that has his name on it, I go through a whole. He's probably one of the most racist presidents we've ever had, next to LBJ.
He's so racist, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
So
he loves Castro. Yeah.
It's sad.
He did eulogize Castro.
Yeah.
Let's not forget.
Yeah, well, Obama and the Castro brothers, or the Castro boys, were very close friends. I don't want to suggest how close, but God only knows. But, you know.
So close, nobody could see the latitude. Yeah.
You're going to get me in some trouble. Anyhow, so what's your plans for the weekend? Real quick, you got less than a minute.
I have less than a minute. I'm going to be grateful for what God has given me, what he did for me, and that, here we go, that Donald Trump is still my president.
There you go, right? And I always say the same thing. People, when you're out with your kids on Sunday, when you're running around, Jesus and the Easter Bunny have absolutely nothing in common. Separate them. Make sure your kids know the difference between the two. Because the Easter Bunny gave his life so that your tummy could be full. But Jesus gave it so that your spirit could be full. I'm Joe McKinney, your host. Have a great Resurrection Day.
Love you, my friend.
Mark, have a lot of fun. Talk to you later. God bless. Have a great rest of the week. And...